The amendment would extend intangibles and property tax breaks to businesses who install solar power and other renewable energy devices. Experts say it could cut the cost of solar power by 5 cents per kilowatt hour. That's important because Florida's tax and regulatory structure has kept industry giants out of a potentially lucrative market. Here's SolarCity Policy Director Kevin Auerbacher.
Tangible personal property tax is another issue that we see as a barrier, potential barrier in the Sunshine State.
A broad array of groups support the amendment, including the Florida Retail Federation, the Christian Coalition, and environmental groups. But the amendment has to pass by 60% or more, and voters could be confused by two competing solar power ballot initiatives. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg says the campaign will have to be well-funded.
You know, we're really going to have to do some polling, trying to figure out where the state of Florida is on this, where the people of the state of Florida are. And then I think we'll really let that determine kind of our raise. But I'm sure it'll be in the millions of dollars.
According to industry studies, Florida has the third highest potential for solar power of all the states, but it ranks 12th in actual installations. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.